I'm Micah Shippa Wildfong. I'm an interdisciplinary artist based in Chicago.
So the piece itself is a clock mechanism that I sourced from my grandfather and then submerged in false tear solution. That false tear solution over a long period of time degrades the object. Part of that solution is salt, so there are salt crystals that form, but those crystals also contain metallic elements from the object that's being dissolved. What is missing is the two people involved in the work, which is my grandfather and myself. In losing my grandfather, it felt sort of cathartic to take things from him and literally dissolve them in false tears. Conceptual art has a very long and strong history of invisibilizing things or really asking a tremendous amount of the viewer to picture something that isn't there. I don't honestly like to identify as a queer artist, but I realized that the invisible and the unseen is important to me because I am a person who certain states and certain political functionaries would like to see made invisible. Growing up as, you know, a gay kid, you hide yourself. You exist in a kind of periphery. I gravitate towards things that are invisible or that are extremely slow or that are destructive or that are almost imperceptible, because art that forces us to negotiate with the expected and kind of knee-jerk immediacy that we're so conditioned to is itself political. Absence is important in that it forces us to reflect on what is there.